You're in the grocery store thinking about spaghetti sauce, and mushrooms come to mind. As you reach out for a package of fresh mushrooms, you're duplicating part of the motion that a mushroom picker makes 100 times a day. He does it in the cold, moist air of a modern mushroom farm. Most likely the mushrooms are from southeastern Pennsylvania. Most likely the picker is from south central Mexico. Continuing his series on low-wage jobs in America, NPR's Noah Adams has the story of a young Mexican worker getting his start in the mushroom business.
Truckloads of mushrooms roll through the narrow streets, and the musty tang of compost is in the air. Mushrooms have been cultivated in the village of Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, for more than a century. A local florist was growing carnations on tables in his greenhouse, and in the dark spaces underneath, he started raising mushrooms, importing the spawn from Paris. It helped that Philadelphia was close by for shipping and as a source of horse manure. But it was air conditioning that turned a seasonal crop into a year-round industry. Now 40% of all the mushrooms produced in the U.S. come from Kennett Square and surrounding Chester County. The first mushroom pickers here were Italian. Now many of the farms are Italian-owned, and about 85% of the intensive labor is done by Mexicans.
Mi cuarto, la habitación número tres.
This is my room. It's room number three, and we share the couch as a bed with other people. We put the cushions on the floor, so that makes one bed for the third person.
Rafael Tamanes Romero lives with 10 others in a group house. It has the feel of a family dormitory, with a large communal kitchen, a front porch, doors open, a car stereo playing out of the driveway. Some of the mushroom pickers in Chester County own their own homes. Some live in clean, well-maintained apartments and trailers. Others live in overcrowded conditions, paying high rents to absentee landlords. 18-year-old Rafael, who has a brother in nearby Delaware, has been in this country for 1 year. His first work was for a landscaper, then briefly for a mushroom company, now for Kaolin Mushroom Farms, a larger firm. It's a job he's happy with, a skill he's learning.
You have to be very careful. You have to take a good look at the mushroom when it's bloomed, fully bloomed, and especially you see the baby ones around. When you see little baby mushrooms around, you know that you have to cut the large one. If you do not cut that one, by the next day it will spoil and then the company will lose money because they will not sell it as a quality product.
The lunchroom at Kaolin Mushroom Farms. The men and women who do the packing and the shipping are having a midday meal, talking, watching television. A taqueria truck is busy outside. The workers who do the harvesting have their lunch at 8 a.m. They start work at 5 o'clock. It all has to do with freshness. A mushroom picked this morning can be sold tonight at 10 in New York City and be in a restaurant omelet tomorrow morning.
Rafael está allá atrás, Everardo.
Mariana Castañeda supervises about 290 pickers at Kaolin, including Rafael.
Lupe, si puede bajar la música un poquito, por favor.
A mushroom farm is a collection of low cinder block buildings, and we enter Rafael's workday world through doors that are sealed against the outside air. Inside, it's 61 degrees. There's not much light. The mushrooms grow on wooden shelves in compost and peat moss. They are luminous white against the rich earth. The shelves are at knee level, waist level, and eye level. Rafael, wearing blue rubber gloves, plucks a handful of the small button mushrooms, turns them over, slices off the stems, drops them into plastic buckets. So he's picking into
three baskets.
Three.
Yeah.
Small, medium, and large?
Yeah. When they go outside, the supervisor, they have a number.
Uh-huh.
He has his own number.
Uh-huh.
And they can say, like, Rafael, ¿cuál es su número?
De
tarjeta.
Six.
He's in number six. Okay, when they go outside, the supervisor, I have a 10 pounds, number six.
Mm-hmm.
And they write the number. You can see here, oh, his basket's over there. He picked about 55 today, 55.
His boss, Mariana, says Rafael is already a good picker and will soon become faster. While he's in training, Rafael is paid $6.56 an hour. The pickers are paid by their production. $10 an hour is average, and some make much more. Plus, Kaolin, which is the only unionized farm in the area, offers vacation time and unpaid leave, health insurance, retirement. But it's tough work, and there's pressure to get it done. Kaolin Mushroom Farms ships 1,000,000 pounds out of here every week. Today after work, Rafael Tamanis, who has an open smile, is wearing a Philadelphia Phillies baseball jersey, a Michael Jordan logo on his silver shorts. It is a small world for Rafael in Kennett Square. He walks a mile to work in the morning, then back home, goes to the park for basketball, or a run around the soccer field. Sometimes he'll walk downtown. One week he has one day off, the next week he gets two.
Ni salgo es más,
I don't go out that often on my days off. Normally, if I go out, it will be after 12 noon. But then also there is a problem for me because I don't drive. I have to ask a friend or somebody to give me a ride, and not always people are available to do that for me. Therefore, I'll rather choose to stay in.
Another reason he doesn't go out much, even at age 18, Rafael is tired at the end of the day, especially a long one.
When I have to work after 3 p.m., my back hurts a lot. My right knee, because if we have to harvest going down, we have to kneel down on our right knee. Or if we have to reach in the upper racks, then your left leg hurts.
Is any part of your job fun and enjoyable? Do you like working with the other people? You're close to them?
Yes, I do enjoy working there. There's times for everything. We laugh, we kid around, we talk while we work. It's a matter of getting used to it. Now I am.
Growing up in the city of Puebla in Mexico, Rafael went to school through the ninth grade. His parents live on a farm. He has two sisters at home and a disabled uncle. Every week, he calls his mother to have a talk.
I do not tell my mother if something has happened to me. If, when I talk to her, I am not feeling good, I try to pretend that I am feeling good, so not to worry her. If she may ask me, what have you been doing? I will tell her, I was in the store, or I saw so-and-so person. I don't ever tell her something to worry her.
Rafael's purpose in Pennsylvania is to send money home to his family by Western Union. Some paydays, $150. Other times, nothing. He hopes to be sending more soon. In his walks around town, Rafael has noticed young men his own age driving nice cars and making plans to go off to college, men who won't have to take a hard job right away.
I see other people that they have money and maybe they are helped by the parents, but not everybody knows how to take advantage of it. Many of these people with that money, what they use is in drugs or whatever. In the beginning, I was sad that I couldn't go to school because it was my dream to go to school. But I am forced to do what I am doing. I don't envy anyone.
Rafael Tamanis Romero, talking with us at his group house in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. In the dark in the morning, he'll join others walking to their jobs to spend the day picking los hongos, the mushrooms, listening to Latin music, and thinking of past and future days in Mexico. Noah Adams, NPR News.
For more on Noah Adams' series about low-wage workers, go to our website, npr.org.